And now, it's time for the Talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
And it is with Greg Hughes and Lee Gooch on this Tuesday, the 24th of December. It is approaching 4 minutes past nine. Santa Claus is currently preparing the North Pole. Current conditions at the North Pole indicate good weather for flying. We know there's going to be a good tailwind this evening, Gooch. It's all looking very good.
Very good. And we may be able to show the tracker a wee bit later
we
on the program.
The tracker up have here we got, on
is
the
it live yet?
Yeah,
is it?
It's up on the stream. If anyone wants to watch the stream, we'll keep our eye on the tracker as well. But at the moment, as I say, current conditions at the North Pole indicate good weather for flying. And he's preparing. He's stocking up, Lee.
And it's snowing in the studio here. It's hard to believe.
Dripping in the studio.
Why, anyway. How come you're so warm today?
I've got this cold that's going around.
Right,
come here. Now, later on in the show, throughout the course of the show, we have some great stuff to give away. A 50-euro voucher for Joe McGee Butchers in Letterkenny Shopping Centre.
Also have O'Donnell's, Fuels, Crawley, Elliston and Kilcrane, a 50-euro voucher there. Well, we might have a few of them, but say no more. And with McGurk's Golf, Letterkenny, we got Callaghan's Electrical, Burt and Letterkenny vouchers as well. Brian McCormick, Sports and Leisure. There's a whole list. Shop LK voucher, Century Cinema, Letterkenny vouchers, bikes LK suitable for age. Oh, there's a scooter bikes from Bikes LK. Oh, suitable.
That'd be nice,
for, I would love a go on
all
that.
Right, yeah,
maybe I should give it. Do you know health
just
and safety and just to make sure you know it's good.
Hey, come here. So how are we going to give it away? Like Ash, I was going to say Caroline's got questions and stuff, but we just talk to people. Give us a call.
Yeah, just Christmassy call.
For Christmas, yeah.
Just an old simple, how you doing?
If anyone's come home for Christmas, maybe you've come over from, I don't know, Dubai or Australia or whatever it might be.
Or it could be a very simple, just how you doing?
Exactly. And we also want to hear your favourite Christmas memories. I don't know what was posted on the socials. Was it along those lines? I think it was anyway. A big shout out to all the staff in Super Valley Buncrana for Mary. Thank you for everything that you've done for me all year. Well done to Highland Radio for all the good work that they've done throughout the year. That comes in from Mary, which is, want to hear loads of requests today. Happy birthday to Mum Teresa Connolly, Borough Remelton, from Rosaline, Brendan and family. And just to confirm, by the way, that Santa Claus has now officially been given government permission to enter Irish airspace tonight. There had been ongoing contact between officials in the North Pole over the past few weeks, but Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin had earlier said that after those discussions, everything's sorted. So,
did you hear him talking? He sounded nice and warm and fluffy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When he was delivering the message.
What's your favourite Christmas memory?
Ho ho ho! That's a good ho. God bless Greg Hughes. Going down the hall. We lived in a bungalow. Going down the long hall, and you'd be waking up. Sure, you'd be no sooner in bed that you'd be up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock, and you would go down, and the door would be locked because Santa didn't come yet.
All the girls and boys have to stay in bed. You can't get up in the middle.
I know.
Of the
couldn't
night,
sleep.
If you disturb.
Couldn't sleep.
If you disturb Santa, it's a problem.
The excitement of it all.
We were waiting on Santa one of the Christmases. This is going back ages and ages and ages ago. And I genuinely heard the bells of the sleigh and the lights went across the window.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like about half a kilometre away. It was amazing.
And how, like, have you ever been that excited since, do you think?
Well, yeah, no, I'm excited every Christmas, but it was just interesting to actually see it.
Yeah. And do you know what I used to remember? I'm just, when you were saying that, trying to answer that question the best I can, right? Remember my granny's house, Annie Doherty, right? She lived over the road. And a nanny who's no longer here, right? She used to have a house party on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Or Christmas night, right? And we used to take our fiddles over and accordions and, like, we were only, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, and we would be playing away at the music, but her house was an open house, and there was like oodles and oodles of people. I'd say about 50 or 60 people, but Nanny would be more, the more people that would be there, the better.
Be.
The bigger the house would be.
Would there be a bit of whiskey knocking on?
There'd be a bit of stuff flying about there, and there'd be a few boys there that had too much stuff, and there'd be the boys there that's there for the stuff.
Yes. And it's like a, what do you call
it? It was just like a big magnet.
Like a
she'll go to Annie Doherty's there and out the rock, and you know, the door's open. But the crack was great. And, you know, memories and that.
But we also have to remember those who are going to be working over Christmas, all right? And both you and I know how amazing the health
medical
people are. They're working all of the time. Firefighters, Gardaí, ambulance services, priests, they're always on call. Our
That's
farming
right.
community,
mm-hmm.
they take no break tomorrow. Yeah. So whilst me and you are tucking into our...
Sitting back and thinking...
Turkey.
Yeah, the world goes on
the
as well.
The world goes on, all right.
Yeah.
So, shall we take a break and then get some live music going? What do you think?
I think so. We need to get the party started.
Get the party started. Right, okay, so I'll take a break, and then we've got a fantastic young artist in performing live for us. We saw her during the year in the Search for a Hero music competition. She is something else.
Looking forward to that. I don't even know who this is, but I'm going to be...
Zoe. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Right, we'll take a break, and then we'll get Zoe in. It is the 9 till noon show with me, Greg Hughes. We also have Lee Gooch co-presenting with us today, and we're both joined in studio by Zoe McCauley, singer from Dunloe. Good morning to you, Zoe. How are you getting on?
Good, yeah.
How has your year been?
Been great, yeah.
All right, you're busy, 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 aren't you? What year are you in school?
Fifth year.
Fifth year, okay, so you have a lot going on, no doubt about that. And we had you as a finalist in this year's Local Hero competition as part of Irish Music Month as well. What was that experience like? It was great having you, but what was the experience like for you?
It was amazing. It was so good to get on the radio, and it was just, the whole experience was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, now you are also gigging, aren't you? You have a gig over the Christmas into New Year, and it's in a nice spot too, McCafferty's Bar in Dunloe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you gig regularly, or is this just the start of it? Or
oh, I've been gigging there. I started last December, and I've been gigging there quite regularly.
Brilliant stuff. All right. Now you have, you're going to be singing covers, I think, today, right? Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of your own stuff out there as well. And we heard one of your original tracks, of course, for the Irish Music Month competition. Uh-huh. You are also an amazing songwriter as well. Have you been doing much of that this year?
Yeah, busy songwriting, but we'll see if they get released or not.
Well, it's in the bag, isn't it? You
exactly.
want them in the bag, you need it.
Yeah.
Lee. Did you ever write a song?
No, I would be no... No, I didn't write it. No, well, it did. I did write a song. I wrote pieces of music on the piano and stuff.
Can you play the piano?
A wee bit. It's like,
really?
Like the drums yesterday, just a wee bit. but yeah, so I used to write... well, I did write a love song one time, yeah. When I was,
really?
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Give us a few bars.
You know when you're... Like, get away! but tunes on that, like, wasn't too good with lyrics, but the melody and all that stuff... I could write. What's your strongest?
Like.
Are you good with the lyrics or...?
The melody, mainly. And then the lyrics are kind of the hard bit, I think. But then they kind of come to me, though.
I would say Greg would be good with lyrics. What did you say you did what?
Like, I would think of a clever lyric, right, and put it in my notes and then...
Somebody's done it?
Delete it in a while. No, but you know, because you know like Ed Sheeran and boys like that, they often use words cleverly,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's kind of a phrase that has a double meaning.
Why do you delete it then when you do that?
Because I've no interest in it. I'm not really...
You wouldn't have tapped it into your phone to save it if you had no interest.
I know, but...
New year now.
Just getting new notions
Greg,
of yourself.
Nice friendly boy. He could be in a boy band. Daddy band.
An old man band. happy Christmas to Mammy Shannon Coyle from Caden and Mason. Some requests coming in. Morning, Greg. Can you wish happy Christmas to everyone out there in Radioland and all at Highland Radio for their help all year from all the Donegal Community Games? Hope Santa is good to everyone. Thanks, Greg. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Greg, and to the whole team there. Thank you so very much indeed for that. And a caller says, please play Fairy Tale of New York. Now, we might play Fairy Tale of New York a little later on, but...
What about a live version?
Why not? Let's get a live version, because we have singer-songwriter Zoe McCauley in from Dunloe, and you're going to do a version of Fairy Tale of New York for us.
Yep.
What's it like singing at this time of the morning?
Huh?
What's it like singing at this time of the morning?
It's a bit groggy, but you know, I've had some practice.
Tell the truth, were you practicing singing up, coming up in the car?
I wasn't.
Yeah, getting the vocal cords warmed
up.
Do you know what they say about it's good for warming up the vocal cords? Is a bag of crisps.
Really?
Because of the oil in the crisps.
Ah, right, you
can. Try that next gig.
Look at him.
No, don't.
It's an excuse to eat a big bag of crisps with your cheddar.
You'll be up there singing.
Lovely breakfast.
Pringles flying out of your mouth. No, don't do that. Okay, this is Zoe McCauley and her version of Fairy Tale of New York. Zoe.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true. They've got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome, you're pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was singing, all the drunks they were swinging. They kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys in the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old stud on junk, lying there almost dead in the drip in the bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you're cheap and you're haggard. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our last. The boys in the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone, well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around. Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Hey, my who?
Well done, Zoe. That was absolutely
beautiful. Pitch perfect.
Thanks so much. Yep.
No need for an auto tuner there, that's for sure.
No. Mary Rogers says, "Happy Christmas to you all." Go, Zoe McCauley, a very talented girl. Sheila Ward says, brilliant Zoe McCauley. Helena Sherry, amazing. And Noel randomly says, nice glasses, Lee. Was going to get new glasses for Christmas. Lol.
The lens keeps falling out. Need new glasses.
Yeah, you should never have started wearing them.
I know, but it was these computer screens. I had this. God bless Grey Goose.
Excuse me.
It's not an easy song to cover, especially when there's a male vocal at the start. You know, mainly dominated
by exactly. The switch up was a bit hard, but sure.
Yeah, and put your own interpretation on it. Really good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, though.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Right, okay. So don't forget, by the way, that Zoe's playing live in McCafferty's Bar in Dunloe on the 27th of December and on New Year's Day, actually. Sorry, I didn't mention that as well, which is fantastic. And do you get to play some of your own stuff, or what way do you do it? Do you throw in your own?
Sometimes I like to throw in my own, but just not say it's my own, so they can just kind of see if they like it or not.
Oh, you can test it.
Very good.
It's a very good idea. Yeah. Right, so Merry Christmas, everyone, by Slade. This is another one to play on your own, accompanying yourself. Fantastic.
Are you hanging up your stocking on the wall? It's a time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does he turn up on his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day? So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. Are you waiting for the family to arrive?
Are you sure you got the room to spare inside? Does your granny always tell you that the old songs are the best? Then she's up and rock and rolling with the rest. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. What will your daddy do when he sees your mama kissing Santa Claus? Ah, are you hanging up your stocking on the wall? Are you hoping that the snow will start to fall? Do you ride on down the hillside on a buggy you have made? Would you land upon your head, then you've been slayed? So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Yahoo! Well done, Zoe. It's one of those songs, actually, you know, we associate it with a Christmas song and Slade. I don't know how seriously they're taking this as musicians, but if you actually listen to it, it's a cracking song.
But it's nice. I'm just well looking written. At your chord formation and that, and do you know, it's lovely. It's I prefer, obviously, your version. But yeah, it's just Christmassy.
Great version of Fairy Tale of New York, says Noel. Greg, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and all the staff at Highland Radio. Thank you so much for that. Good morning to you all. Could you please say a big hello to all the staff working in the Peds ward in Letterkenny Hospital?
Oh, the Peds. I just love I love the Peds ward. Well, got to know them.
They're amazing, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. Well, all the wards do, so we can't. But Peds ward, special thing.
It's your former relationship with the people as well.
You do. And you'll never forget that because they help you through, you know, so many times, you know, when you really worry about your child, their sickness and stuff. So, and if they can pull through it and get well.
They're amazing.
And yeah. They do an amazing job as well.
Congratulations to Dr. Margaret Gilligan, who retires today as the GP in Fannad after 35 years of looking after the community. Enjoy a well-earned retirement from everyone in Fannad. I'd say that'll take a bit of getting used to.
What? Retirement?
You're retiring after 35 years. When are you going to retire?
A day before you. So you don't think of them things, do you?
All the time.
What's on your bucket list now? Top three things you want. Look at him coughing. You know,
sorry.
You want to go down to Pete's? Come here, you big kid, you. What's your top three things on your bucket list now that you would love to do? Is there... You're thinking away.
Number one, America. I want to go to America.
You want to go to America. Yeah. Have you been to America
for
yet?
For sure, no.
Have you been to America, Lee?
Yeah, a few
I
times.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Never been.
Have you not?
No, never been.
When I was in my 20s, I travelled a good bit. My auntie Frances in England says, travel as much as you can as an education. Well, it's good to travel. Mm-hmm. So what state would you like to go to first, do you think?
I don't know, maybe like Nashville or somewhere.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Bring the guitar with me and.
Of course.
I think if you were a musician, just to go in and jam or chill or just soak up the.
Exactly.
Soak up the vibes of other people.
Yeah, just even to busk and just to. This, you know, exactly. No big pressure on yourself. I'm just going to go out there and have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the guitar if, you know, something happens. Do you know? Because when you want things to happen, sometimes it doesn't happen. So
I know.
Don't expect it. So Nashville, what's next? We're getting you sorted for 2025.
Oh, I don't know here. Definitely, I'd like to just travel the world in general. Bring my guitar with me.
Do you not have these sort of dreams that you have going to sleep to help you get to sleep? I do that all the time.
Dreams?
Yeah. You know, like I go into like my mind palace and I dream of certain things. It's often the same thing to try and get to sleep.
What is in your sometimes mind palace that you dream about, Greg?
Sometimes it's actually to do with like I'm younger and it's a bit stupid, right?
Cool.
But I'm younger and I don't know. I end up becoming a world championship boxer, Lee.
Well, yeah,
other times you could be singing in front of a massive audience. I can't sing, right?
But these
things pop up into my head as I'm lying in bed. It's just like play out these fantasies.
Right.
Do you not do that? So what do you think about when you go into bed?
Sleep.
Zoe, do you
I kind of
do you know
off
where I'm
pretty
on about?
Quick.
No? Is it just me?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Maybe it's I was going to say maybe I'm weird. I think that's already confirmed. We know that.
The boxer.
No, but it was different things. It's changed. It's different things over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the boxer. If you had to be a boxer, what boxer would you be?
Oh no, it's not like that. It's there's a full storyline to it.
Right.
There's a full storyline.
Rocky.
Yeah. No. Not quite like that. It's quite normal, but it's.
Right.
Does anyone else do this, or is it just me?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
All right.
Hi, no, Greg and Lee.
Surely do.
Hi, Greg and Lee and John and David and all the Highland crew. Happy Christmas. Hope 2025 is a good one from Elaine and Paul and Sally in Clonmany. Are you not going to do any requests at all? Like, is it me that just...
Well, sure, you got all the pieces of paper.
You're the only ones actually probably getting paid for doing this.
Oh, dear. Oh, look at him. Merry Christmas to all the Highland Radio. Keep us up to date. Very well entertained. Ho, ho, ho all year. I just love the fuzzy feeling that the excitement of Christmas gives. Watching my kids' delight on Christmas morning is just the best feeling.
Come on and talk to us about it. You
come
can get a
on, tell us about those Christmas feelings.
Lee played at my 21st birthday, 25 years.
That's a sore one. Oh, thanks. Happy Christmas to you.
Greg, your girlfriend good at cutting hair. She cut my hair last week.
What is going on? For that one. We've got a €50 voucher for the hairdressers. Going to
Marie Martin says, class as always, Zoe. Right. Okay, that's it. So
you should screen them before you read them.
Why? Or is it any right goes? Sure.
All right. Okay.
What's going to happen?
Nothing.
Like, I'm not going to read anything out controversial. We have to relax and be happy.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to watch today's show, you would have missed if you hadn't already. Zoe, maybe you're at home and maybe you have your Fire Stick or your smart TV for whatever nefarious reasons you might have a Fire Stick for. But the YouTube app is on there as well, and you can watch the show Highland Radio Ireland. Right, Zoe. Listen, thank you so very much indeed. Don't want to let you go now. You know, we give
a
free
send us a postcard from
Nashville.
Nashville when you get there.
I will.
So why don't you try to do it?
I'm
what
would
hold you back from doing it?
Well, she's 16 for starters.
Oh, you're 16, right? Okay.
17.
Oh, you're 17.
17.
Now.
17.
When did you turn 17?
31st of August.
All right, so you're well into your 17th.
Very
year.
Good.
Well, listen, you can do whatever you like. That's the great thing about life. If you put your head to it, you can do
yeah, well,
you
follow
want.
Your dreams, right?
When school's done.
Right. Yes, when school's done, that's good.
Back with more all with right. Lee and everyone else after these. Okay, you're welcome back to the programme. We have guests in studio with us. Of course, we have Lee Gooch. He hasn't left. He's going to stay here for the whole day. Lee. We have Nicola Harris, who is a teacher from St. Columbus College, Stranorlar. Hi, Nicola.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you with us. And you're
you.
Alongside students Aoife Crawford and Sheena Ryan. Hello, girls. Hey. Thanks so much for calling up. Thank you very much indeed for that. Right, OK. So you, I'll ask you first, Sheena. You came together with teachers in the school and you've created something. Talk to me about it.
So we created a video about Christmas cheer, a video for Christmas cheer and all about the spirit of Christmas in the school and that the school's like a safe place for everyone at Christmas.
And why was that? Is it just an idea or was it born from something? Or I mean, it's very worthwhile, don't get me wrong, but why was this important, do you think?
Because like some students may be struggling through Christmas and... We just want them to know that, like, just to get a bit of Christmas spirit in school.
Because you're so right, you know, and we do always try and keep Aoife people in our minds, don't we? Because
we
can be very lucky ourselves and we can feel good and we can feel happy, right? But for other people at this time of year, it can kind of exacerbate their problems and how they feel about themselves.
Yeah, just we kind of, in our class together, we just kind of thinking that Christmas, it's not an easy time for everyone, like, and we just... We wanted to come together and think of something that would bring that spirit about school, and we thought this would have been a nice way just to show people that school is a safe place to come to. And
yeah.
Just come together.
Nicola, how important did you think this was?
Yeah, well, it's this class, the students here with Nicola Roach, their teacher, came up with the idea, and the star of the show was probably Cahill Quinn, who came in on his own. Not very easy to walk into school and to pretend you're on your own and lonely and sad. And then he was met by the pastoral cares of the team, so the principal, Mr. Rowan, and then Miss Sproul and Miss Holmes as he walked in. And then as he came into the school then, his sad face became a wee bit cheerier and then the whole place started dancing and rocking and rolling and it put, you know, as the girl said, it's not an easy time for some people, and that just put a smile on their face.
Yeah, indeed, it's not, but it's a good message, isn't it, Lee? You know what I mean? That you have to be there for each other. We're great at that in this part of the world, I think.
Well,
we rally around each other.
See, Christmas time, we think we should be all wearing the same pajamas and with the big smiley. Do you know how we had the social media now and everybody's... And you look at, check them out and your friends and that, and they're having the most wonderful time, apparently, do you know?
Yeah.
And then you feel like, God, my life's a wee bit boring and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be tough on just older people, but younger people as well.
Well, you see, obviously, when we use social media, you present...
The best of, right?
Yeah, it's not a realistic representation. It's like you today, Lee, you know, or me, you know, Noah's got a dose, Hudson's got a dose. It's a nightmare, really, you know, but thankfully both of them are coming through it. But that's real life, isn't it? You know what I mean? And there's other more serious things that people have to deal with. Shall we have a listen to it and a look at it for those of you who are watching at home? And we'll stay with us because we will... come back for more conversation, but just to give you an idea of what this is about, and we'll talk about it and describe it afterwards.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
Excuse me, there you have it. Absolutely great fun. Aoife and Sheena, I didn't realise so much effort was gone, went into the choreography of the whole thing.
Some dodgy dancing by the teachers there. What do you call them, cross-stepping?
No, I thought that was brilliant. Who, that was the arts teacher, was it?
No, that's cool. That's compliments, by the way.
No, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because what you have to do in a situation like that is you have to... not take yourself too seriously, because that's part of the message, isn't it?
It was so fun making it.
How long did that? That wasn't just everybody there now. Let's all have fun. That's not just taking on the one day.
That was about 2 weeks. We kind of put that together.
But I bet you that was the best 2 weeks.
It was good crack, to be fair.
You'll always remember now doing that video.
Yeah.
And you'll be looking back and go, there's the shape of me. Look at me in my hair.
Yeah. And what was the what part of the sixth year out? Because often I would speak to people in transition year who work on certain different projects and all, right? Not often on sixth year. So why are you as sixth years working on this? Is it part of a course or just something you just want to do as part of school?
Well, we were just in religion one day and it's our only non-exam subject. So we were just kind of chatting about what could we do to take a wee bit of the stress off exams and stuff like that there. And then coming up to Christmas, like, it was just a good idea to... do that and just get all the 6 years out and have a bit of crack.
Yeah, exactly. It's good fun. And it's really important we don't take ourselves too seriously, isn't it, Lee?
Yeah, exactly.
Lee, you don't take yourself too seriously.
No, I don't. Sure. It's nice to make yourself a bit silly sometimes.
You don't wear a jumper like that. How can you be serious?
I know. I have this jumper for about 10, 12 years. I'm getting the money's worth out of it.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's probably only been worn 12 times.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's Michael Carlin and Cassie.
I mean, how many times has that been washed? Tell the truth. You said you've had it 12 years. Be honest.
Well, it's probably washed twice, I would say.
In 12 years.
That's going good.
So it's not a bit wonder it looks brand new.
No balls of fluff on it just yet, you know?
All right, brilliant stuff. And you can go to St. Columba's College Facebook page and elsewhere to look at that video as well. It's a nice message.
It was great. You did a great job editing that as well. That's very tough, isn't it?
Time yeah, it was. Trying to get the...
Nah, right, CapCut does half of it.
Stop now, would you?
You can't kid a kid. CapCut does it for you.
No, I'm trying to get it synced. You were Dawson. Fair, it was a wee bit hard, but...
No, I'm only joking.
So what's the plans now after school with the two of you then? 6 year?
Shall we guess? Shall we guess?
Yeah,
all right, then. Oh, God. So, no, we'll guess, right. I would say... Aoife?
Yeah.
I would say... Well, I'll start with Sheena. She definitely looks like she wants to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Right, okay, definitely.
You got that one, good.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Aoife, I'm a little bit slightly more confused about you. Healthcare?
No, definitely not.
Teaching?
Teaching.
Okay.
Teaching. What draws us into teaching then? So what is it?
Well, this is controversial.
Yeah. There's three things about teaching's junior line August.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hey, enough said.
Nicola, I'm glad you said that. That's what, this is going to get controversial.
We all have a choice in career.
All right.
Oh, definitely. Holidays would be part of it. Definitely. But no, I just love
primary, secondary.
I'm still don't have, still can't have decide to decide.
Yeah. Can you go to college and then you can decide?
If you do
then?
Any like level 8 degree, you can go on and do primary teaching from that. So.
Right. Right, okay. And do you go away to do this? Obviously you do.
Where? You can do it in ITU. So we're both thinking about doing the sports and exercise course in ITU and then
deciding after that. Deciding 4 years. After
that. It's a good idea that, you know, because it's more manageable.
Yeah, I love staying at home as well. Mm. So I don't think I could.
Homebird. Home is best, isn't it?
Home
yeah.
Is best.
Yeah, hard to be Donegal.
You see, we presume everyone wants to go away and do the rites of passage college thing, but by the time you try and sort out accommodation and your room sharing and you don't have your own space, and then it takes ages to get home, and sometimes the grass isn't greener on the other side either.
I think these years are going to plan as a safer car and still get the party life. Go to Galway, go to Dublin, go to Belfast with their friends.
And then go to Dubai. Both. I'm going to go to Dubai. I'll do 3 years over there and then come home.
Yeah. Tax-free, Dad.
Is it tax-free?
It is. Isn't it tax-free? Isn't it?
Yeah. It's meant to be,
You were over there, Nicole, in the week?
No, Dubai.
Dubai, no. Goodbye, no.
Right. Okay. Listen. Thanks so much. Best of luck with the studies, and I think it's great too that ATU now is such a positive option locally with its university status and all that, because it makes it more manageable for families as well, which I think is a great part of it. But listen, it's been great having you in, Aoife Crawford and Sheena Ryan, and I'm sure St. Columba's College very proud of you, Nicola Harris, and all of the students. Actually, it's worth checking out the video because hundreds of people actually learned. Routines and stuff like a lot
so organised in that
like
gym.
A lot of people.
There's 300 posts in there, isn't there? Right? These are all like, you know,
but it's actually doing specific dances. It's not just
just go in there and have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, listen, well done well done to you. Thanks so very much indeed.
And
it's a nice wee message too for people to check out. Right, Caroline, are we going to give anything away at any point today? No, are we going to give anything away at any point?
Sure, don't you know? We're going to give plenty of stuff.
Okay, after the girls. All right. Can you give a shout out to three very excited boys, Jack, Jamie and Joshua, waiting hard on Santa, love Nana and Granda? Well, we have been tracking him and he's going to be leaving very, very shortly. But remember, guys, you have to be in bed early and you have to stay in bed till the morning. Happy Christmas, Highland Radio. Enjoy your show, boys. Thank you for a lovely year of your good company and kindness. To me, happy Christmas, Kathleen Grant.
Oh, lovely, Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning, Highlander. Happy Christmas to you all. Would like to say hello to all the McDade's butchers, Newton, especially Dara, who's celebrating her birthday today. All right, happy birthday. Thanks very much for that. All right, thanks, Nicola. Thanks, Aoife. Thanks, Sheena. And we'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show with me and Lee after these. That's right, who have we got?
We got Mary Dixon and Karen Donna on line one.
Hi, Mary.
Mary.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi, Mary. Merry Christmas. Is that the first time you heard that?
Hello, Lee. How are you doing?
Ach, Mary, you're at home wrapping up some presents?
I am.
Well, sure. I'll be finished up here at 12 o'clock. No need to wrap mine.
It reminds me, chatting to you, it reminds me of we did a competition on the show and it was three callers and they were competing against each other. And Caroline put through a Mary, a Marie,
and
a Mara. right. So, and the idea was you shouted out your name.
Oh dear.
I'd asked a question, and whoever would shout the name first. So I was like, Mary, and I was like, Moira? No. It's an absolute...
It got a wee bit messy there. Mary, you're going to be busy. You're busy cooking this year again, aren't you?
Yeah, cook every year.
Yeah, come here. What about the Brussels sprouts? They're a bit bigger this year.
Yeah, obsessed with Brussels sprouts and the size of them, Lee.
Ah, yeah. It's the only time of the year I eat them.
Yeah.
And do you do all the cooking tomorrow, Mary, or do you do a bit of preparing like we heard from Levin Maguire yesterday? What way do you do it?
No, I do some of it this evening. So do.
Mm-hmm. So will you do the ham this evening?
Yeah. Okay. Just panic in the morning.
Mary, if you had to give us all one tip, right, that you learnt over the years, what one tip we say, if you do this, it'll save a lot of hassle or bother?
Snack box.
Never offer to do the cooking.
Never offer to do the cooking. That's always good. But Mary, you probably, but you see, my mum always said to me, Mary, see when you're cooking in general, not even just Christmas Day, like clean up as you go along. Is that the way you would do it?
Like, yeah. You have to do that. A good chef half always has a clean kitchen.
Because you could have every pot in the kitchen used and you're looking for stuff, trays that you never used before to dish out the food.
Mary, we want to give you a prize just to thank you for all your efforts that all the efforts that you're going to do tomorrow for all the people you're cooking for. What about that? Would you
I want you to give me a prize.
Maybe you would like, would you like a €50 voucher for Joe McGee's Butchers in Letterkenny Shopping Centre? Or maybe you'd prefer a €50 voucher for Century Complex in Letterkenny? Any of those that you prefer? Or
either, doesn't matter.
Either, okay. What
either would be nice to
win. You've got a €50 voucher for Joe McGee's Butchers in Letterkenny Shopping Centre. Thank you very much indeed, Mary. Really appreciate that. Have a wonderful, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Mary Dixon. Karen Donner, you got yourself a €50 voucher. Compliments of Joe McGee Butchers in Letterkenny Shopping Centre.
All right, who have we got next?
All right, line two, we got Elaine McDade and Creaslock.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Elaine.
How are you? You're just finishing up work today?
Not
HSE.
Finishing up today, Lee, yeah.
What time? Where are you now? Tell us. You're down the road, are you? Up the road, where are you?
I work in Creaslock. I work down the road in Creaslock. So I'm kind of out and about at the minute, work in the community.
And what time do you actually knock off today then?
Well, usually around Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve we finish up around lunchtime, so we do, Greg, if we can. If we have to work on, we work on. If we get finished up, we get finished up.
Yeah, that's what we're all looking to do. I'm looking to get finished up.
Elaine, and tell me, cooking starts then, the fun starts with you then, doesn't it?
Well, I'm hoping the husband has made a start, isn't it, Lee?
What's the husband's name again? You forgot to tell me. If I can't remember his name again. What's his name?
Seamus.
Ach, Seamus. Seamus will be listening there now. What do you want Seamus, the top three things you want Seamus to have done for you now before you come home? Because it's your Christmas as well. Do you know?
Are you doing the full turkey or crown?
Full turkey.
Well, he can get that in the oven for starters.
No, hold on. Now, Elaine, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do for you now to have done? Them jobs that you probably asked him.
Anything
will
be a bonus,
Lee. No. Give me three. No, we need to keep him accountable.
I think she's just looking for any assistance.
No, we just... Well, give us one thing then.
I could just be given out to about this, Lee.
Go on ahead.
I think he's going to make a good start in it anyway. He plans to make a start in it, so...
Right.
I think he's going to get the turkey in.
Well, we have him on line three. Do you want to speak to Seamus? No, I'm only joking.
All right, so give the list of prizes there.
Come here, let's see here now. I'll give you a choice of a couple of things.
Make sure to write the name. Make sure to write.
You hold me accountable now for this here. So Mary Dixon, let me write Mary Dixon here, right? Keep that one there now for the Joe McGee's. A big tick there. Now, are you sporty? Are you sporty? Going to be sporty? And sporty?
Does he play golf? Maybe Seamus plays golf, doesn't he?
This is not for Seamus, excuse me.
No, he doesn't play golf.
No, this is not for Seamus. This is for Elaine. No. Yes, this is for Elaine. This is for you. Are you sporty yourself? Do you like a pair of runners, trainers or something like that there? You can put this money towards it. It's a €50 voucher for Brian McCormick Sport.
That's great.
Would that be good? Or would you like... Oh, I'll give you a choice, right?
No. She's already took the runners.
Right.
Yep.
You've taken
the... That'll be lovely. Anything at all is appreciated.
Well, come here. I hope now he has everything sorted for you when you get home, that the turkey's not too dry, and you can just put your feet up after a busy year and switch off for a day or two. That's what we want to hear.
That, well, I'm sure he will do that. I'm pretty confident he does. He does pull his weight now, to be fair. So
good man. Well, you have for you a 50-euro voucher for Brian McCormick Sports in Letterkenny. Thanks, Brian McCormick's and all the team there. Take care of yourself. We have a memory from Kay. Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's Greg here. It's Greg here. Don't worry about that.
And good morning, Greg.
Lee Gooch is with me as well. And your Christmas memory, we're going back to the 70s, Kay. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, it was probably 1973 because I know Wizard was in the charts. And me and my friend, we went out for a few drinks on Christmas Eve to an Irish club. So everybody we looked at, we thought, oh God, I wonder if they have anybody to be with tomorrow. And they were mostly now older people. So we asked them all back anyway. And the moral of the story is all we had was a chicken. So anyway, that was okay. There was an Asian shop next door. So we got into him and we got potatoes and we got peas and we got bisto gravy. And everybody came and helped to peel the potatoes and helped with everything. And the man in the shop gave us a big pot to cook the spuds. And we helped him back by, I made everybody go into the shop and buy some wee thing, like, you know. So that was our very Merry Christmas, and I think a lot of people were happy that would be lonely on their own.
Oh, wow. And how many did you end up having around then?
I think there was about 20.
Wow.
We thought the next
hope
day...
Hope you had more than one chicken, Kay, did you?
Nobody will come.
Did you have more than one chicken?
What?
Was it just one chicken?
No, we only had one. So we didn't know we were going to be inviting half... we lived in Watford at the time near London. And we didn't think that they would even come.
Oh, wow.
But we managed it. They didn't care as long as they had company and potatoes and gravy and... all the rest of
company
it.
So it was, is so important, isn't it, Kay? About being around other people on that special day.
Because it can be.
Yeah, there's so much loneliness. So much loneliness.
Well, I suppose that's what we try and do here, Kay, to some extent. You know, like...
Exactly.
To try and be...
You help people who
are... people's company. Yeah. Because we're all part of the one family. That's how I see it anyway.
Cities are lonely places, Greg, when it comes to Christmas or any big times, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was chatting over in London, Kay, to people that work with a lot of Irish people who have come to retirement age, or they're working out in the buildings or what have you, and, you know, their joints are playing up or what have you, and no sort of ties at home anymore, and no real great ties in London either. They can find themselves in a very, you know, lonely, desperate place. But there are amazing organisations that get them around for Christmas dinner, like yous did.
But in those years, Greg, it was different. There wasn't even a place open on a Christmas day.
That's true.
Everything was full shut, like, you know. And a lot of them always spoke about going home, but a lot of them never made it because wanted to have so much that they could go, but they never got there, so they never got home.
Day in particular, because I think it was spontaneous and people come together and you just cobbled together a lovely meal, and it was the company, and I think that was...
it was the company and their few drinks for them. They all bought their drinks with them, and... It just happened and it was amazing, like, you know.
I bet you had the bestest day ever, Kay, when you look back on it now, fond memories.
The bestest day, exactly, it was. And most of them, sorry to sad to say now, have passed, but
it's life,
I think most of them were very popular girls after that, I have to say.
I would say you were.
How old were you back then, Kay, when you decided to do all of that? What age were you?
I would have been about 20, probably in my early 20s.
Oh, wow. Were you so good to do that?
I had a wee bit of sense, but not a lot.
You have no sense coming on telling us that story today. Kay, you're so good.
Kay, we'd love to give you something, Gooch. What have you got?
Kay, let's see what would be nice for you. A scooter, I'm going to cross it off the list, right? Because maybe you do.
O'Donnell's Fuels Crawley.
That's what I'm thinking.
They stay cosy in a click with O'Donnell's Fuels.
No, I'm not a driver, by the way.
But home heating oil, no? Do they?
What about home heating oil?
No.
Oil?
No.
No? Right.
Right, shop LK voucher.
Anything.
Shop LK voucher,
Kay. If there's anything from the... If there's anything from the chemist I would like, I'm very happy with
it. Well, Shop LK is the exact same thing.
The story is more important than what I get.
I know, but we want to spread the Christmas cheer, Kay, like you did in 1973, dear.
So you did.
Okay, that's what
I had my 10 tickets in the draw, but I wasn't lucky. But I'm a very lucky person. If we're going into the car park, my daughter, and there's no place to park, I'll say, oh, there will be, and within 2 minutes, somebody pulls out.
I'm like that.
Where my luck is.
Kay, I'm really... Huh? That's funny you should say that. I'm really lucky with parking. Excellent. Okay. So, Kay, listen, we'll give you the €50 Shop OK voucher. I know that's not what you came on for, but it's the... And you can go into the chemist or whatever.
Absolutely.
All right, dear. Thank you so much. Have a happy Christmas.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kay.
I'm a wee bit nervous, but I hope
great.
I got it all... Than the proper way.
Well, you did.
I thought you did fantastic. I didn't get any nerves
at all. I didn't swear at all.
Good for you.
Good woman, Kay. All right, take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Kay.
That's Kay Dockery. There, who recollecting back in the 70s. And that's what Christmas is all about, Lee. Santa Claus is going to be taking off very soon.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, we've got David James in singing.
Ooh.
Maybe some of the Highland crew will come in. I don't think they will. Have you confirmed anyone? No, I don't.
Well,
I
is the pressure's going to be. It's Jimmy Stafford's birthday. I didn't know that. John Wallace was saying that earlier. The retro's all back. You know, the old board games and all that's coming back. Do you play any board games at all?
No. I'm a PlayStation person, Gooch. I love the. I love the modern stuff.
Mind that game I sent the wee video of you to you when I was at the wedding down in the Shannon
Hotel.
Yeah,
that
was good, I think, wasn't it?
Yep.
Just a wooden-y thing.
Traditional stuff, I know.
A bit of a silliness, but it was good.
But no, I've always been a tech person. Anything to do with technology, watches that are calculators, watches that have little
but
spaces.
But as you said to yourself, because I
always my fascination.
I asked you, I says, what would you like for Christmas? And you says, no, because you said you were teched out.
Yep. I am.
There's no more tech things you need.
No.
No. You're saying no, but you're saying that's kind of like a yes to.
Some ideas. Mary, Mark Nethery says, hi, Greg and Lee, no sound on Facebook. Mark, just the way it is, unfortunately, if we're playing copyrighted music, we do have to mute on Facebook. I was a bit slow on muting it, but my apologies. It's just, unfortunately, the way it is. Merry Christmas, says Mary Barr. Dolores Dunleavy, really, Greg, a snack box? But you can't beat a snack box.
A chicken snack box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like it when the chicken is done so much you can chew through the bones and everything. Oh. You know, it's been cooked over and over again.
Ooh.
Mary Orr says, Merry Christmas, all Highland Keeper Lit. Thank you so much. Noreen Sweeney, fab as always, Zoe. It's people watch, you know, when they're watching the stream or even on smart speakers now because they pause it, right? So people be...
Out of sync a wee bit.
Out of sync.
That's so, okay.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Can we talk about mince pies? Do you like mince pies?
No, I don't like mince
you
pies.
You don't like... No. Are you a savoury person?
I just don't like mince pies.
Do you like cheese and crackers?
Yes, love it.
He's quick.
We'll talk about food and on. We're going to take a quick break for the news and obituary notices, Lee. We're coming back with loads of great crack, loads of live music, loads of giveaways, and it's all coming up after we take a break for the news. What
super
do you think,
duper.
Are you all right? Are you feeling tired now?
I'm feeling warm. I'm feeling hot.
I know. You're hot stuff.
Thanks.
Back with more after these.